Who was that? Hello? Would you look under the shelf? There, yeah. Where was it?
Under your phone.
It was where?
Under your phone.
Under my phone? I guess. What do you want? I'm 76 years old. Thank you. Well, talking about Catholic Schools Week, talking about anything, anytime, whenever you come into the preaching moment, and as I always say, preaching is teaching. There's a particular focus that we should always have, certainly in marriage, or whether you're married or single, as the second reading said, there's anxiety about life anyway, so. But the thing that tempers anxiety or anything that might be afflicting our body, mind, soul, spirit is a centering on God alone. I know that can sound like a cliche, but as the scripture says, to focus first and foremost on God alone, then everything follows. There is, because preaching is teaching, a book you might want to get a hold of and read for your own edification. It's called a Catholic classic. It's called The Soul of the Apostolate, and it's by a priest who lived the latter part of the 1800s in France. This was originally written just for priests, but you see, because after the Second Vatican Council, there was a pronouncement that we are baptized to be a priest, a prophet, and a king. You're anointed with holy oil at baptism for those three roles, to be a priest, a prophet, and a king. What that means by way of your priesthood, I highlight for you, and is often lost, or we forget. So since preaching and teaching, I repeat it. When we go to Mass, it's called the liturgy. Two Greek words, liturgia, it means work of the people. That means it's not just Father Jim Gelati's Mass. I come as the holy ordered priest to offer it in the community because we are supposed to be an altar Christus, another Christ. What that means is that it, transubstantiation at the words of consecration, Christ literally enters into the priest. Christ in the priest pronounces the words of consecration, just as when you are being absolved in reconciliation or confession. The priest, by his holy orders, Christ enters into him and through the authority of the body of the Christ, the church, reconciles or gives you absolution. But you have to remember that this is always also your Mass, so think of your first name and say the Mass of, or think of your whole name. You are at the Mass of and fill in your name. See, you and your lay Baptist faithful, Christi Fidelis Laici, the faithful of Christ, join the Holy Order priest. We pray, the whole community, the body of Christ, for the rest of the world. This is why it is a teaching of the church that we celebrate the Sabbath, especially on Sunday. You who are baptized have the obligation to join the holy ordered priest to offer the sacrifice of the Mass. It's the work of the people. And so the concern of anybody would be that people are not celebrating the holy sacrifice of the Mass as we should by way of regularity. Oh, I appreciate the fact that people come in and out of Mass. You know, you come in here, you're busy, you've had a busy week. There is anxiety and things that have gone on. We have our own angers and disappointments. I'm distracted about what's going to come this week. I fear this. I wish this would go away by way of a memory that haunts me or tempts me. But whenever you come into the consecrated space, there is something that happens in the soul life. This place is consecrated by the bishop to offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's a sacred space. It is surrounded with the communion of saints and the angels. I remind you that the community of saints is made up of the blessed in heaven, the suffering souls in purgatory, and the faithful on earth. When we come in, we are offering the Mass together for the holy souls in purgatory, with the saints that are in heaven, for the rest of the world as well as ourselves. My concern as a pastor is a Catholic school is that too many of our parents are not seeing that their children get to the Sabbath celebration. It is an obligation. It's not an invitation or a suggestion. Why? Because when you come to Mass, you, all of us, as the body of Christ, the Church, call down grace on the rest of the world. It is to be done with zeal, which means to bring to a boil. I might not want to be here for all kinds of reasons. I'm distracted here, I'm shut down here, I'm tired here. Your soul is here, though. It is the soul that is fed with the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit and the word that was given to you. For instance, in this case, how powerful Christ is and is powerful in the body of Christ, the Church, in keeping away the enemy, the devil, the Satan, who would very much like to sin whisper to us, oh, you don't have to go to Mass, you don't have to go to confession, you don't have to send your child to a Catholic school if you are in a situation where you can afford it. First and foremost, you are the domestic Church. You're the first teachers in the ways of the faith. If you're married in the Church, the third vow was, will you accept children lovingly from God and bring them up according to the law of Christ? And you said yes with stars in your eyes, of course, and meaning it deeply. And then, cooperating with that vow of obedience, you bring your child in, and you bring them into the faith, the soul, their soul once more stamped with the Holy Spirit, with the kiss of love. And for the rest of our lives in the human condition, we seek out love. At our best in the human community, at the most in the intimacy of marriage. But all of us are called to experience, to give that love that we've received, which is where the modeling comes from, about how we live our faith as a child of the light. You let your light shine. This is your Mass. You are celebrating for all the people that have gone before you, your families, who please God are in heaven or in purgatory. But we pray for the whole Church, the whole world. And one of the things that is often said by Padre Pio of Pietrelcina, great saint and mystic, is as the world grows older, he died in 68, as time goes on, people will be tempted to abandon their Catholic obligations, and then you will see more of a toxic presence of the enemy in the world. And look what's going on in the world. The enemy is everywhere, but he's really weak because of the Christ event. And so we gather in strength to pray for those who have gone before me, those who are with me, and please God, those who will come after me. You might want to get the soul of the apostolate, because the Second Vatican Council said, this is a book for the priestly people, the soul of the apostolate, and the soul is God alone. I finish with this, and I mean it, I'll finish with this. With a deep understanding of the needs of the Church, Pope Pius X often saw things with the most remarkable clarity. An interesting conversation of the Holy Pontiff with a group of cardinals was reported in the French clerical publication L'Ami du Clerge. The Pope asked them, group of cardinals, what is the first thing, the one thing we need most today to save society? This was in the latter part of the 1800s. The cardinal said, build Catholic schools. No, said Pope Pius X. More churches, said another. Still no, said the Pope. Speed up the recruiting of priests, said a third. No, no, and no, the Pope said. The most, in all caps, necessary thing of all, at this time, for the sake of peace and conversion, is that every parish possess a group of lay people who will be at the same time virtuous, enlightened, resolute, and truly apostolic. Apostolic, of course, means to go and make disciples of all nations. You're commissioned that in baptism. You confirm it in confirmation. to go and to spread the good news, preaching, teaching, examples, family life, the first of the teachers. We are loco parentis, if you will, when it comes to Catholic schools. But there is great need for the people of God to gather. The more of us who gather, the more grace is given to the world. And when we don't gather, we're that much more subject to temptation and abandonment to sin. Strange times we live in. If any time in recent memory, the need for the people of God to be the people of God and to seek out God alone is preeminent and the soul of the apostolate of all the baptized. And that's what we do in a Catholic school. So I asked Mrs. Behe, our principal, to come forward and share with you her message for Catholic Schools Week. Keep up the good work, Mrs. Behe. A round of applause for Mrs. Behe.